The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, March the 19th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled "Whether or Not This Is the Last I'm Talking to You" show is up to you. And the time is 8:58 a.m. here in London, in England, in the UK, making it, 4:58 a.m. on the east coast of America and 1:58 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, now I wasn't supposed to be doing a show today. For those of you who listened to yesterday's show with Dr. Peter Hammond, I deliberately didn't say at the end that I'll be back with you all tomorrow. I said I'll be back with Peter on next Tuesday, which is booked. But instead, I'd already prepared this for the website. I'm going to read it to you now. This is what I was going to be posting this morning. The I'm Talking to You show has been suspended due to a lack of support from its listeners. If you would like the show to return, and you have the financial wherewithal to do so, you will find the donate button at the top of this website. Thank you. That was what was going to go up this morning. But at the last minute, I just thought, you know, I like to be nice to people. There are people who've donated to this show in the last month. We'll get to them in a minute. But unfortunately, it's just not enough to sustain the show and to sustain me to, you know, be commercially viable for me to continue the show. And there's a line here, and I always like to point this out. If you have the financial wherewithal to do so, well, that those who don't have the financial wherewithal to do so are a very, very small number of people, okay? But most people who listen to independent media shows think that they automatically fall into that category. It amazes me the lengths that people who listen to the independent media will go to getting something for nothing. I mean, even if they go somewhere where there's something they have to pay for in the independent media, it's like, oh, can I find it on Rumble? Oh, can I find it on BitChute? Oh, can I find it on Odyssey? They'll spend ages, they'll spend longer than the material they're even trying to get, time-wise, to try and find a pirate copy or something for free. And then they wonder why the world's in the state it's in when people who are trying to get the truth out there are not supported. If you listen to this show, unless you're in dire financial circumstances, if you can afford a computer and an internet connection, you can afford to donate to this show. And you should be making a monthly contribution. Okay? If you don't, the show ends. It's as simple as that, because I will have to do other things. I will keep the traditional Christian message going because that's part of my faith in Jesus Christ. I will keep the show with Dr. Peter Hammond going because I like to do what I can for his mission. And as he said at the end of yesterday's show, we don't promote violence or commit violence on other people like the enemies do to us. We try and wake up other people, and that's why he mentioned that he'd actually converted some communists, some Muslims, to Christianity. Said that at the end of last week's show. You never hear the enemy saying that about Christians, they convert them to their side. No, they're too busy, they just want to slaughter them. So anyway, I'm going to share a couple of things with you now. In the last month, donations-wise, and I thank all these people for donating, but I have had £162.57 in donations. So that's like about a fiver a show. It's pathetic, okay? And it's not going to continue. I've calculated that, I haven't calculated it yet, I have to calculate it. I need to work out what minimum wage is. I need to work out what, how long it takes to prepare the show, all the post-production, pre-production, showtime, everything, and work out what a reasonable figure is for me to do a show each day. And at the moment, I'm thinking it's somewhere between £50 and £70 I will need to get in for each show that I do. Okay? And if I don't get that tomorrow, there'll be no show tomorrow. And instead, this will be up on my website. The I'm Talking To You show has been suspended due to a lack of support from its listeners. If you would like the show to return and you have the financial wherewithal to do so, you will find the donate button at the top of the website. Thank you. And there will be no more I'm Talking To You shows until money comes in to finance the show. And that will be how it will continue. If you are someone out there who has more money, then please send more money. So if someone sent £500 over, then that could cover up to 10 shows. That's fine. People have done that in the past. There are wealthy people out there who see this as a cause worth supporting, and they support it. But unfortunately, there are too many people that think when they're being asked to support a show for it to continue, they think magically that somehow does not include them. Well, it includes everyone who listens to the show. Otherwise, the show won't exist anymore. I can't make it any clearer. I'm not going to keep begging. If you want to keep it on the air, the best chance of keeping it on the air, because obviously several people need to do this, but set up a monthly subscription. You pay for your phone every month, do you? Don't you? You pay for your internet every month, don't you? You don't expect to make one payment and then someone then just go, oh, well, we'll give it to you free for the rest of the year. No, you can do all of that. But when someone who's been working in this business, as I have, for over 20 years since I published my book, had all sorts of stuff thrown at me, been censored here, banned there, all these sorts of things, you think, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't apply to me. Well, it applies to all of you. And I'm going to leave that there before I really get annoyed. Okay, so let's move on to what I've downloaded to listen to this morning throughout the day. I continue to enjoy The Last Dutchman on Victor Hugo's BitChute channel. He's been on pretty much every day of late. Victor Hugo did have a rabbi on yesterday who I won't be listening to. I don't need to listen to a rabbi because I have to read the mainstream media every day for this show. So I'll quantify that statement for you, because you have to qualify all these things in when you have the democratic right to free speech in the UK. If you go to my website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, you scroll down on the right-hand side. That's past the donate button, which many of you haven't used before, so it shouldn't be too difficult. You'll get to a post that says, who controls the news media, Hollywood, Wall Street and the government? You click on it, you open it up. Who runs Hollywood? Come on. Originally published in the Los Angeles Times, December 19th, 2008 by Joel Stein. Now, there's a link at the bottom to the Los Angeles Times article, but this, it gets taken down on the internet and it gets put up again. It gets taken down, it gets put up. It gets taken down, it gets put up. Let's see if it's working now. It is. So I'm now clicked on that and I'm on latimes.com. Who runs Hollywood? Come on, by Joel Stein, December 19th, 2008, 12 a.m. PT. I'm only going to read you the last paragraph. I appreciate Abraham Foxman's concerns. And maybe my life spent in a New Jersey, New York, Bay Area, LA pro-Semitic cocoon has left me naive. But I don't care if Americans think we're running the news media, Hollywood, Wall Street or the government. I just care that we get to keep running them. So, there you go. Let's move on to Dr. Patrick Slattery had Cato on his show yesterday. He's been having him back quite regularly recently, which is nice. That's republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down lists on the show hosts box in the right-hand top corner of the website. I'll be listening to that later. Jeff Rentz had David John Oates on for the third hour of yesterday's Jeff Rentz program. Not sure if this is available for free on the website. You can go to rentsradio.com and you can subscribe to the archives there. It was entitled An Effort to Destroy Reverse Speech. Now, this is David John Oates. He is going away for 2 or 3 months, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do shows with Jeff in that time. So you might want to start listening to what he's got for you if you do enjoy his content, because I have a feeling he's going camping. There might be times they can get him. It's happened before, and sometimes they've been able to get him, and sometimes he's been out of area, they haven't. And even so, I don't think he's going to have as much to share as he would if he's in his house with all his regular equipment around him. So I'll be checking that out later. Siege the Day on ftjmedia.com. I was actually offered the opportunity to go to ftjmedia.com by my friend Dave Gahari, who presents this show, but I can't. And the reason that I can't is because there are people over there, it's in America, so there's still free speech over there. So there are people that would post stuff on your page over there that they would say is illegal to say over here. And even though it's based over there, they'll do what they can to shut you up. So it's not safe for me to do so, although I appreciate Dave's offer to do that. So I'm very limited to where I am. But that's why the safe, you know, well, I've said what I've said. I'm going to move on. And we'll finish off with Richie from Boston. He's got a BitChute channel. I have never been as scared as I was the other night. This relates to tornadoes in Missouri, I believe. Heard about them a few days ago. So that is his report on experiencing those. Okay, so now let's go over to the way the news has developed, and I'll still be going through these today over lunch. I'll be saving them, and I hope that if the funding is there, I can broadcast them to you tomorrow. So the content will be ready. It's up to you as to whether it gets broadcast. First up, conspiracy theorists spark boycott of Lurpak after claiming billionaire Microsoft founder Bill Gates puts additives in popular butter. Now, the interesting thing about this article, or headline rather, is that it seems to sort of indicate that conspiracy theories are making up that Lurpak is putting additives in their butter. Well, no, they're not. What's actually happened is that they're falsely attributing the additives to Bill Gates. So if you scroll down the article, and this is a lengthy old thing, there's a lot of these as a lot of these things are from the Daily Mail. Arla, who makes this butter, it says it's pushing ahead with the trial despite experiencing a drop in sales following the backlash. And it's relating to milk from cows given Bozaer, B-O-Z-A-E-R, a feed additive used to reduce methane emissions. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's this cow farts is causing global warming nonsense, and these people are feeding them on something different. I think it's worth just avoiding it. The fact that they would even look into that, it's worth boycotting all their goods on principle, isn't it? And that's Lurpak and Anchor Butter. I believe they also make Cravendale milk. That'll be the last lot of that I will ever drink. Okay, let's move on to Albanian criminal 29 avoids being deported after judge rules it would be too harsh on his teenage stepson. So again, we've got the government were trying to deport this person. So make of that what you will. We get a lot of attacks on Albanians who look a bit different to some of the immigrants that come to this country. I'm not really sure what's going on. But Judge Phillips, who upheld the decision not to deport Masreco, added the family is relatively poor, and it was a remote possibility they'd be able to travel to Albania frequently to visit the guy if he's deported to Albania. And the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, had argued for his deportation based upon the fact that he could support his stepson from Albania. So again, just like we see in the US, we've got this conflict between the government and the judicial system. Let's move on to... remember talking about all these anti-tourism protests in Spain, particularly British tourists? Well, this has started off in South Africa, in Cape Town specifically. I meant to mention this to Peter in our off-air chat yesterday, but I hadn't spoken to him for 3 weeks, so there was a lot to get through. This is the headline: Cape Town becomes new anti-tourism flashpoint as activists condemn rise in selfie-taking digital nomads, and holidaymakers are told to stop coming to South Africa. So this is something that's worth watching if it develops around the world, because they don't want us flying. You know, airspace should just be reserved for all these private Lear jets and stuff like that, especially if they're flying to and from climate conferences in the Amazon, as they will be doing later in the year. Let's see how this progresses throughout the year. Next, Elon Musk is forced to halt all Cybertruck deliveries as metal parts fall off Tesla's indestructible vehicles. Now, I don't like Elon Musk. I posted that picture of him with the upside down cross outfit he was wearing on Halloween. He's no friend of mine. But it's so transparent when the mainstream media are suddenly attacking this guy any chance that they get, just after he makes a few comments about wastage with USAID and starts criticising their little pet Zelensky over in Ukraine. I find it amusing. It's always nice to see when your enemies are fighting amongst each other, and that's why I broadcast it here. Next, we have Alton Towers' new Toxicator ride forced to close on its opening day. Now, I don't think they could have come up with a better name for this ride, the Toxicator, because the reason it was closed is that raw sewage was leaking at the entrance to the roller coaster, or rather the Toxicator, on Saturday. So there you go. Let's move on to... what do I tell you about the mainstream media, about watching things, about not looking at anything after 2013, 2014, just dismissing it out of hand? Get this. White Lotus fans disgusted by sick gay incest kiss between brothers Patrick Schwarzenegger and Sam Nivola. I didn't even bother reading further into that headline. I just felt vindicated by my attitude to the mainstream media content and why I will only go up to a certain date. And even then, you find wokery in stuff from the 70s, folks. It's not very difficult to spot. It's just not as prevalent then as it is now. We go over to the BBC now. This was an interesting one for me. Tesco to raise wages by 5%, but scrap Sunday bonus. Now, I was wondering if this was something symbolic, because, of course, Sunday, there was a real push for years to get shops to be allowed to open on a Sunday, because it was illegal to open on a Sunday in the UK. And in the end, John Major pushed it through. He's an interesting character. And it was on the condition they could only open 6 hours a day. And I believe that that's still the case for like big stores. There are some of these, you know, little stores like news agents selling newspaper stuff. I think they can pretty much go all day. But these stores, they generally open 10 till 4. But when they brought it all in, there was all this legislation around it. No one can be forced to work on a Sunday. No one can say, look, you have to do that now. Of course, over time, they started introducing, as they brought new people in, it would be in their contract. Oh, well, you're going to have to work some Sundays, all these sorts of things. And now they're going further to actually treat Sunday like every other day of the week. Right? Now, I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, Sundays were dreary days. It was like you couldn't go out, meet your friends, do anything. Everything was closed. You know what I mean? And I blame the church for that as well, because the problem with the church when I was young, when I was growing up, the reason that Christianity was so not something interesting to me is the people that promoted it were so boring and stuffy. You know, they wanted you to, you just couldn't relate to them. And that's how I think Christianity has got the bad rap today. And the sort of people that you see in mainstream churches wearing these stupid dresses and stuff like that, you think, you know, I don't want to follow someone like that. But Christianity is a relationship between you and Jesus Christ. But, you know, you have to be a bit careful with that, because Victor Hugo on a recent program with The Last Dutchman was saying how he talks to Jesus every day, and The Last Dutchman asked him if he ever thought he was schizo. but anyway, though I do get some, that's one of the few shows out there that actually makes me laugh out loud on occasion. But anyway, I don't believe I've ever talked to God or Jesus Christ. I do my prayer every day. I try and do what's right. And I do believe, though, I sometimes do things for reasons that end up being different reasons after I've done them. And I suddenly realised, well, actually, the reason I have for doing it wasn't that. I went into it the other day. It was some other reason why I did it, and I've just worked that one out now. So I believe that Jesus and God are there helping direct you, but they're not going to say, you know, stop, don't cross the road, there's a truck coming, or something like that. Or even, you know, if you talk to them in, oh, what should I do today, Jesus, that sort of thing. I don't think that's not how it's worked for me. I've not sought that out, but I just feel a sense of protection. And things are going to go wrong every day, but things could be a lot worse. And with Christianity and my belief, I feel that it helps me through life. It's as simple as that. And so going back to this headline, Tesco to raise wages by 5% but scrap Sunday bonus. Obviously, I'm only speculating here, but is this yet another way that the people in power, they're like, well, we just want to denigrate Sunday, make it just an ordinary day. We want to get rid of any sort of link between Sunday and God. And now that we've actually can pay these just like any other day, it's some sort of, you know, victory for them in their minds that it's another nail in the coffin for keeping Sunday as a special day due to honour Jesus Christ, who we know that these people absolutely detest. Let's move on to, remember the little theatre in Paris that all the leftists invited to come and see a performance in back in December, who never left? Get this story. Headline, French riot cops clash with migrants as they finally clear Paris theatre occupied by hundreds of homeless asylum seekers who were invited to a free show and stayed for weeks. Well, I hope that the people who invited them in are billed for this police time, and that would be the right way to do it. Or rather, maybe all the immigrants that are in there should go and stay in their houses, the people who invited them in. But again, this is a delightful headline for me. Seeing these people that want to use your money to pay for people to come into your country, not their own money, not their own property. Oh, no, not that. But they want to use everybody else's. And then when it gets out of hand, they go running to the police. Sounds like the left all around the world, doesn't it? And we move on to mixed-race Ralph Lauren stylist compared to the United Colours of Benetton by her boss at Sloane Square store wins £11,000 racial harassment payout. So there you go. That seems to be a way of making money in this country these days. I'm not able to do that myself unless I chose to identify something that I'm not, and then maybe I could. But again, I'd be very surprised if I would be able to get into some sort of mainstream field and would not find that there was some little block that comes up when they search my name that, oh, you can't employ this guy, he's a hater. As we know, they do anything to try and starve out people that they do not like. Let's finish off with VR headsets. Yoga mats, sandals and pulled pork join basket for calculating official inflation rate as DVD rentals are declared dead after Brits move to streaming. Now, this official rate of inflation is what it is. It's an official rate of inflation. It relates absolutely no way to inflation whatsoever. What they left out over all the years I've been alive have been things like petrol prices, things like, oh, how about house prices? Well, they're not going to include house prices in. I'll tell you why. Because their aim is to make house prices so expensive that only people like BlackRock can buy them and everyone else has to rent off these people. So if suddenly you had house prices included in the rate of inflation, then employers would have to keep upping the money to keep up with that rate of inflation. And they don't want that because they want you all renting from them. Remember what Klaus Schwab said? You will own nothing and you will be happy. That's the whole idea. I've said before, they don't even want you owning a DVD collection. So I find it interesting that DVD rentals have been removed from it. But of course, that should have happened years ago. I'm not sure of any shop, apart from that one I covered on the South Coast in the UK, that still is a DVD rental shop. I've not seen a Blockbuster for years. There's a picture of one in this article. But again, you see how they put, you know, VR headsets are more important than house prices or petrol prices that most of us have to pay. Why is that? Because they want to ring fence them out of there. And the other thing I find is yoga mats. Yes, we can see where this country is going thanks to years of attacks on its traditional base. That's the last one. That's from Monday and Tuesday, those headlines. So let's see what's going on in the mainstream media right now. We'll go to Associated Press, apnews.com. Trump and Putin agree to an immediate ceasefire for energy infrastructure in Ukraine conflict. So this hasn't really developed, has it, since yesterday? Oh, let's go over this side. JFK assassination files released, sending history buffs hunting for new clues. Now, understand that these were released yesterday in America. So I've already been through Before It's News this morning. There's references to it, but there's nothing like, oh, you know, it names who's done it or something like that. I haven't seen anything like that. We'll have to see how it develops. But again, I'd be very surprised if the sort of documents that, or information rather, that Michael Collins Piper referred to in his magnum opus, Final Judgment, would be revealed in these documents. But I hope that I'm wrong. Let's move on to BBC News. Do the top 10 at the moment. Oh, the top one is live Russia and Ukraine launch air attacks after Putin-Trump call. So I think they said not on energy infrastructure. So you can still keep, you know, killing each other and keeping the meat grinder going by the sounds of things. We don't want to jeopardise that, especially if they've got more indigenous Europeans they plan to put in it later in the year as they grow the conflict. Let's do the top 10. BBC News, number 10. Istanbul mayor and Erdogan rival arrested. Number 9, boys need role models, not gaming and porn, Sir Gareth Southgate says. He's the former manager of the England football team or soccer team. Number 8, world's ugliest animal is New Zealand's fish of the year. Number 7, first individual Horizon victim to sue post office. For those of you outside the UK who don't know about this, there was some computer system, I believe it was called Horizon, that was put into all these post offices around the country. And it was, well, making bad calculations to the extent that the head of the post office thought these people were stealing from them. They weren't. Some of them even went to prison. And it's since been discovered that it was the software that was faulty and these people weren't committing any crimes at all. So it's a massive scandal over in the UK. Number 6, Putin gives Trump bare minimum on Ukraine, but the war goes on, exactly as it was designed to do so. That's my addendum there. Number 5, last trove of JFK assassination files released. Number 4, worried sick and ceasefire hopes on a knife edge. That'll be their What the Papers Say article for today. Number 3, Starmer says cost of sickness benefits devastating. They're trying to cut down 5 billion from the welfare bill at the moment. That's something they're up to. Number 2, Santander to close 95 branches with 750 jobs at risk. So this is an ongoing story. I've seen other banks. You can sort of see where it's going. You're going to get to a situation where everything's going to be online or over the phone. So, you know, if suddenly they start doing really egregious things to you, you're not going to be able to go and have it out with them in person. And if you say anything on the phone they don't like, if you could actually speak to a person, that is, well, oh, I'm offended. Oh, I'm hanging up the phone. All this sort of stuff. You know, the plan has been for years for customer service to provide such an egregious service that you swear, and then that gives them what they need. Oh, you swore at me. I can hang up on you now. So you just need to lose your temper and then they've got you. That's how big business works worldwide these days, isn't it? And number one, calls to amend payout rules for wrongly convicted. Now, I'm going to look at this one, because there was, it's a bit too, it's too lengthy. You can look it up. I will tell you what I remember. There was a guy, and this is common. Say, for example, this guy was in prison something like 20 years in this country, found out that he was wrongly convicted, he was innocent, and he was awarded, I don't know, wasn't a lot of money for the time that he was in there. But you know what they did? They deducted him room and board for that 20 years in the prison. This is how they work in this country. I mean, the barefaced cheek of it. Like, this guy was there by choice. And then the compensation payment, just to reduce it, you deduct room and board for his time in prison where he shouldn't have been. It's astonishing to me. But that is what happens when evil is allowed to run rampant in the world. Okay, let's have a look at the Daily Mail, see what's going on over there. Oh, tens of thousands of top secret documents about JFK's assassination are released. All the biggest bombshells as Trump's own national security team is left stunned. So it sounds like maybe there is something in there, and I would suggest the place that you would go to first to look would be this Daily Mail article. With stuff like this, they can be very good. They can also be, you know, censorious of things that they don't want to talk about. So if we've got anything in the Michael Collins Piper line, I'd be very surprised to see. But I would imagine you'd be getting more from the JFK film line. Financed by Arna Milkin, and for some reason didn't talk about any of the information Michael Collins had put out in his book Final Judgment. Let's jump over to the Independent News, RT.com. More Trump and Putin at the top. Let's see if there's something interesting here. India slams West over double standards. Bangladesh rejects Tulsi Gabbard's criticism over alleged abuse of minorities. MPs in EU country vote to ban LGBTQ parades. Let's click on that. Let's have a guess. I think it is... I've got my eyes closed, folks. I've opened the article, but I'm not looking. What am I going to go for? I am going to go for Hungary. Let's see if I'm right. Oh! Opponents of the law ignited coloured smoke bombs inside the Hungarian parliament in a bid to disrupt the vote. That was pretty good going. It could have been Belarus, couldn't it? Could have been a number of different places, more of the old East European variety. Definitely not Ukraine, one might add. But let's move on to Rents.com. See what Jeff has been putting up on his news feed in the last few hours. Works through the night. He might still be working now, actually, while we're doing this. US seeks ex from Denmark after Trump demands Greenland takeover. Yes, maybe there's a shortage of eggs in the US. It seems really odd, that one. Trump effective immediately, even strips Secret Service protection from Ashley and Hunter Biden while Hunter is vacationing in South Africa. Yeah, no wonder there are people in South Africa calling for an end to tourism if Hunter Biden's over there. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. No, I've just clicked rents again, so I'm going back. HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Top story, data dump in progress, JFK assassination files being released. And then we've got Kremlin readout added fluff. White House issues readout of Trump-Putin telephone call. So there is a transcript on there if you want to look at that, but apparently it's not up to much. That story was up before I went to bed yesterday. The data dump about JFK wasn't. So it might be worth looking at that JFK thing, but as I say, I'd be very surprised if anything that questions the official narrative is actually going to be true. I always say about the JFK assassination, that was when they changed their attitude, the sort of powers that should not be. Rather than trying to silence anyone that questioned the official narrative, they realised the best thing to do was to broadcast about 30 different conspiracy theories as to who did it. And so then, if you don't believe the official version, you've got a choice of like 30 other things and people behind it and all that you could choose from who did it. And so that's how you've had all these people like with 9/11 and stuff like that ever since. They just populate the independent media with nonsense. So nobody ever really knows who the true culprits are behind it. And it was the JFK assassination that was the start of that process for me. And it was not long after that either that the term conspiracy theorist was coined by you-know-who, the CIA. Censored.news. Oh, I've just jumped past Earth newspaper, haven't I? Sorry, Mark, let me go back. Very emotional day for me today, and after I do this, I've got to go and see my mother. I've got to go to her house, and I'm going to try and unload what's left of the loft. I've got a couple of people coming over to assess what needs to be done to rent the house out. This is an ongoing process, and if there is a show tomorrow, which I hope there is, then it will be probably going out in the afternoon because I'll be coming back from my mother's. Okay, so we've got... Oh, I'm pleased he's put this up because I listened to this earlier today. SAR scan of Khafre Pyramid shows huge underground structures. This is a Greg Rees video, and I listened to it earlier today because it's only just under 5 minutes long. And there's been a few people in the independent media talking about how pyramids and all that, they were actually energy sources, the way that they were built, stuff like that. It's someone brought something out recently and a few people have been talking about it. Victor Hugo has, Jeff Rentz has, now Greg Rees is. So I'm quite interested in it because it's nice to hear something out of the independent media that isn't Ukraine and COVID. Although we haven't really had a lot of COVID recently, had it's all been... No, it's Ukraine and COVID has been replaced by Trump, hasn't it? So there you go. And in the independent media, I'm mainly saying pro-Trump, but there are some sensible people out there, like the ones I just mentioned, who can see through this Trump op. Okay, censored.news, Mike Adams' website. The top story is no surprise, his show from yesterday. Financial alert, CLO debt could collapse, could trigger pension wipeouts across the USA. And let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So, wait for it to load up. And I'm scrolling down to number 10. Well, up 7 hours ago, 123 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump trusts the plan. Mass arrests and the final purge has begun. Be prepared for worldwide emergency alerts. Number 9 went up a day ago, 127 people viewing. Live, Mike King, Patriot Underground situation update. Number 8 went up 7 hours ago, 130 people viewing. And we know, Trump alert and the countdown to chaos, the fall of America. Number 7 went up 9 hours ago, 139 people viewing. Warren Buffett goes all in while Jamie Dimon ditches stocks. What's happening? Number 6 went up 12 hours ago, 159 people viewing. The Hidden History of the Incredibly Evil Khazarian Mafia by Preston James, PhD. I think Preston James used to be on the Jeff Rentz program. I might be wrong. Number 5 went up 3 hours ago, 167 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, Magic Money New Moon. Number 4 went up 2 hours ago, 247 people viewing. Judy Byington unredacted. No more IRS. Trump freezes IRS for 90 days, launches investigation. Number 3 went up 11 hours ago, 302 people viewing. Ismael Perez, a name I've only heard on here recently, yet is in the top 10 already, or the top 3. And again, this is why I question when new people come up and suddenly they're at the forefront, because it's not jealousy, folks. It does get irritating, don't get me wrong. It's not that it's jealousy. It's like, well, I've been doing this so long, but I can only get £162 in donations in a month. And suddenly this person is propelled to the top of a website that's going to get a lot more hits than my website does. Why is that when no one knows who they are? Why aren't the people who've been around for years, why isn't shows like mine being... I've never seen one of my shows on this website, never. Are we seriously to believe that no one's taken a link to my show and put it up there, like, for example, Mark R. Elsis does on Rumble and BitChute and other platforms that he uses for shows that I do with Dr. Peter Hammond that he likes and he gets out to his large audience? It doesn't make sense. And someone like Mark R. Elsis as well. He's been around longer than I have. I did his 25th anniversary in the independent media. I did that show with him. And that was a few years ago now, so he's approaching 30. Yeah, you don't see him mentioned on here. I know that he's more of a publisher today than than put out his own content. But again, there should be links to earthnewspaper.com. Jeff Rents links to earthnewspaper.com quite a bit. And he's one of my most trusted sources. So if he's prepared to use him, I think that he's a good source. But anyway, we'll go back to, did I say, number three, well, up 11 hours ago, 302 people viewing, Ismael Perez, White Hat Alliance update. Number two, well, up 9 hours ago, 303 people viewing, New X 22 report, March the 18th, Trump shares disturbing message, the White Hat's next move, 2025. And number one, went up 12 hours ago, 362 people viewing, JFK assassination files released today, deep dive into the darkest day in US history, CIA exposed 2025. Okay, so you have been listening to, I'm talking to you, episode 212, Wednesday, March the 19th, 2025. Whether or not this is the last I'm talking to you show is up to you. I hope to be back with you tomorrow. If not, I'll be back with you when the funds come in. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.